This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. What do Louisiana's statewide elected officials do when they're off the clock? Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain invited me out to Covington to show me.
The main building here is over 10,500 now.
And how big was it when you started?
1,500.
Strain is a veterinarian, and he and his wife Susan, also a veterinarian, have built their clinic into an actual hospital.
And where the exam room is, that was our bedroom. We lived downstairs because we only had enough money to do one floor.
Now they live upstairs, atop the hospital. Strain is justifiably proud of the business.
This one machine costs more than the land and the original clinic combined.
He's talking about his 3D sonography machine, but he's got digital X-ray capability, really all the latest medical equipment.
And so this is more of a clean lab.
With that's cat.
Well, yeah. Hey, Lucifer. Hey.
Lucy is one of the hospital's cats. Another kitty was not as happy.
I don't like a bat. I don't want a bat this morning.
I know.
I asked him how hard it was to give this up, even temporarily, to go into politics.
It's not how hard was it, how hard still is it. You know, because I love veterinary medicine. I can go back into practice tomorrow.
But as Ag Commissioner, he does oversee the Office of the State Veterinarian.
You know, the diseases that I used to treat as one patient, now I'm the one that makes the rules, the regulations, the oversight, makes the decisions, deals with those diseases, but on a much broader scale. And so I still practice veterinary medicine every day.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.